Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes reporting once again from the travels of Class 15 of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program, first in Scotland, then Northern Ireland, and most recently now in the Republic of Ireland. We made only one farm stop during our short period of time in Northern Ireland, and that was to visit a Bramley apple orchard near Armagh. The gentleman that we had the chance to visit with, Dermot Morgan, who operates with his brothers an apple orchard in that southern location of Northern Ireland. We asked him to tell us a little bit about his operation.
I'm a member of Morgan Brothers, which is an apple growing farm in County Armagh, Northern Ireland. We grow 34 hectares of Bramley on the farm on an annual basis.
So tell me about the Bramley apple.
The Bramley apple has been around in County Armagh for about 120, 130 years. We celebrated its bicentenary in 2009, and we had the great-great-granddaughter of Merriweather who came over to Ireland, and we held a fun day at the local Lochgall Country Park where people could come along and see the variety and see how it's growing and the traditions that has been passed down from father to son on how to grow the crop.
As far as this apple, it's primarily a cooking apple, right?
It's primarily a cooking apple, and it's been tradition to grow it in this area. And it's mainly sold in Ireland, Northern Ireland, Southern Ireland, and the UK.
Now, you obviously you've got a variety. You've got some older trees, but you've got some younger trees that you're really trimming and you're really keeping under a certain size.
Yes, the bigger trees are old-fashioned. They're a standard tree open framework and have to be picked from ladders from 2 to 4 meters high. The newer rootstock that we have is an M9, and it's planted in a much larger density. It is 907 trees to the acre, where in the old varieties it's planted 100 trees to the acre. Our yield is somewhere around 15 tons to the acre on an annual basis. The new orchard which we have planted, we hope to get up to maybe 20 tons an acre in year 8 or year 10, but we'll have to wait and see because it's all new progress to us on how to grow this tree in our environment.
You kind of had to almost learn as you go along, right?
We have to learn as we go along. We can read books about how to do this, prune the trees, feed them nutrition, but at the end of the day, it's down to the sunlight and the rainfall and the temperature of the day that we have.
And this seems like a pretty good growing environment, if you're getting that type of production.
Yes, it's fairly good. It can have its ups and downs. You can have frost in May. You can have hailstones from June to August, but we have to take whatever the weather throws at us.
Okay. And marketing of these apples?
Yes, the apples are marketed locally. We sell them to processing factories in the area. Some goes to Fresh Market, and the bottom scale of the fruit would go to the cider factory.
Irish apple producer Dermot Morgan, as we stopped at his apple orchard in Northern Ireland with Class 15 of the Oklahoma Agricultural Leadership Program. Reporting from the Class 15 International Travel Experience, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.